Jaya Kunjabhi 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 Jaya Ashishabhe koila nivedan.
Ashishabhe koila
Suryaya Krantahaila Sakalayavan.
Suryaya Krantahaila Sakalayavan.
Ajipashe Ashesha Vekoila Nivedan.
Ajipashe Ashesha Vekoila Nivedan.
Suryaya Krantahaila Sakalayavan.
Suryaya Krantahaila Sakalayavan.
Ajipashe Ashesha Vekoila Nivedan.
Ajipashe Ashesha Vekoila Nivedan.
Sunya.
Sunya.
By hearing.
By hearing.
Ye.
Ye.
That.
That.
Krudha.
Krudha.
Angry.
Angry.
Hoila.
Hoila.
Became.
Became.
Shakala.
Shakala.
All.
All.
Yavana.
Yavana.
Muslims.
Muslims.
Kajipashe.
Kajipashe.
In the court of the Qazi.
In the court of the Qazi.
Or the magistrate.
Or the magistrate.
Asi.
Asi.
Coming.
Coming.
Shabhe.
Shabhe.
All.
All.
Koela.
Koela.
Made.
Made.
Nivedana.
Nivedana.
Petition.
Petition.
Translation. Hearing the resounding vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra, the local Muslims, greatly angry, submitted a complaint to the Qazi. Purport. The Pojadhara, or city magistrate, was called the Kaji, or Qazi. The Jamnidaras, or the Zamindars, or landholders, Mandaleras, levied taxes on the land, but keeping law and order and punishing criminals was a duty entrusted to the Qazi. Both the Qazi and the landholders were under the control of the government of Bengal, which at that time was known as Shubha Bangala. The districts of Nadia, Islampura, and Bhogayana were all under the zamindar named Harihoda, or his descendant known as Hoda Krishnadas. It is said that Chand Qazi was the spiritual master of Nawab Hushan Sah. According to one opinion, his name was Molana Sirajuddina. And according to another, his name was Habibhara Rahamana. Descendants of Chand Qazi are still living in the vicinity of Mayapur. People still go to see the tomb of Chand Qazi, which is underneath a champak tree and is known as Chand Qazi's Samadhi. Om Agyan Timurandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshu Nimitam Jainatas Maya Sigurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shwayam Pavadapayam Vedanti Sadhisam Dai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasavi Guru Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama.
So here in the pages of the great Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear of the tension between the devotees of the Lord, the bhaktas, the Gaura bhaktas, who take great pleasure in chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And the non-devotees, in this particular case, the Muslims. Actually, devotees, following the example of Srila Haridas Thakur, who's our acharya, he's our namacharya. He's the one who is teaching us the philosophy of the holy name and the practice of chanting the holy names. As acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, he would chant 300,000 names a day. As we mentioned last night, I believe, 100,000 he chanted silently. And 100,000 he chanted very softly, like we chant japa actually. Japa is meant to be chanted, to be murmured. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But then out of his deep compassion for all the suffering, conditioned souls, Srila Haridas Thakur, he would chant his japa 100,000 names at the top of his lungs. He was chanting at a place called Siddhabakul. Siddhabakul's maybe 1 kilometer from the Jagannath Puri temple. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved to Jagannath Puri after his touring of South India, some of his devotees who were with them in his Adilila in Bengal, such as Haridas Thakur. They came to reside with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. So because he was born in a Muslim family, which is considered a low birth, Haridas Thakur, he would not enter the Jagannath temple. Neither would the Brahmins allow him anyway, because of his birth. But considering himself very, very fallen, Haridas Thakur, he resided some way away from the Puri temple. And he couldn't go in and see Lord Jagannath. But Lord Jagannath, Krishna, loves his devotees. He's bhakta-vatsala. He's very kindly affectionate towards his devotees. Although Haridas Thakur could not come to see him, Lord Jagannath would go to see Haridas Thakur every day. Just as the devotee has a very intense desire to associate with the Lord, love is reciprocal. Love is not a one-way street. Love is always something reciprocal. Krishna says, all of them as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So as we approach Krishna, he will approach us. And if we approach him with the intention to serve him and to love him, he will approach us accordingly. So though Haridas Thakur did not go into the Jagannath temple, as did Rupa Sanatan, these devotees did not go in as well. Every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to visit them. And he is not different than Jagannath Swami himself. There's no difference between Jagannath actually and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So seeing that Haridas Thakur was chanting there, in a very kind of deserted area of Puri. Actually, there wasn't even any trees there. He just sat down one day and did his bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Mahaprabhu was coming every day to visit him, and he saw, my dear devotee is chanting in the hot sunshine. It's very hot there, the blazing sun. So he took one toothpick from Jagannath Swami's midday prasad, one little toothpick like that, and he came back and to see Haridas Thakur, and he planted that toothpick in the ground. And immediately, a beautiful tree manifested. This toothpick was made of Bakul tree. So Mahaprabhu, he took that Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath with his own lotus hand, he planted it into the ground, and by his will, by his mystic powers, Yogeshwara, the toothpick immediately blossomed into a beautiful, very, very beautiful Siddha Bakul. Siddha means like eternal or mystical, like a Kalpavriksha tree. And those of you who have been to India, you know that Siddha Bakul tree is still there. Very special place. Recently there was a cyclone, you know, a big cyclone in India. And the cyclone, actually it was coming straight for Jagannath Puri. But just as it approached Jagannath Puri, it was some 10 kilometers off the coast. It was going to devastate the entire city. The local people say, local people uvacha, that a bright light, and many people I met in Puri, I was staying in Puri for several months, many people told me, did you see the light? Did you see the light? Many, even simple beggars, lepers, rickshaw wallahs, they were all innocent, honest people. Did you see the light, Maharaj? What light? Yes, when the cyclone was approaching, we were all fearing for our lives, and this bright light came from the top of the temple. And went straight out into the ocean, right with it shining on the cyclone. The cyclone split in two halves. It went 50 kilometers each up the coast. And those areas, and then it came inland, and those areas were devastated. I drove in those areas. They were devastated. There wasn't a tree standing. But in Puri, nothing happened. Just a little damage, but not very much. So, but some wind came, of course. So that... when the wind came, then it broke some of the branches of the Siddha Bakul tree. And the pujari in the temple, he had one of these branches on the altar. So we went there one day with Bhakti Pringa Govinda Maharaj. We had a real smoking kirtan, dancing for hours. And even the pujaris were dancing with us. And afterward, I begged for mercy. I begged the pujari if I could have that piece of wood, so he gave it to me. So I made some Siddha Bakul beads. Also, these Siddha Bakul beads here. So, That tree is very special. Rupa Goswami came there with Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami, when he first wrote his Vidagdha Madhava, as Lalita Madhava, his two beautiful poems, his prayers, those books were first read under that tree. So very, very special. And Haridasa Thakur, Mahaprabhu, they were all, so many pastimes were there under that tree. But when Haridasa Thakur was chanting, because he was the perfect example of a Vaishnava, as Vaishnavas, we know we're trying to, as they say in modern language, get our act together. So what does it mean to get our act together? It means to have very good sadhana, number one, and it means to have a very nice preaching spirit. This is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is a well-balanced individual. He has pakka sadhana, and he has a very intense desire burning in his heart to share the mercy that he has received from the Holy Name with others. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripasindhubhyascha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo. We offer our respectful obeisances unto all the devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, because they can fulfill the spiritual desires of everyone. What's more, they are full of compassion for the fallen condition of souls. This is a devotee. There's so many different classes of transcendentalists, jnanis, yogis, logicians, whatever. And we offer our obeisances to any transcendentalist. No transcendentalist is an ordinary person out of the billions of souls who are struggling in this world trying to achieve sense gratification. If one takes to the transcendental path, even the impersonalist in that sense, we offer our respects. But what is the special nature of a Vaishnava? The special characteristic which distinguishes a Vaishnava from all other classes of transcendentalists is his desire to share his mercy with others. As we've many times discussed, a Vaishnava's unhappiness is to see people bereft of Krishna consciousness, and his joy is only joy in this world, because what else is there in this world? What other source of happiness is there in this Dukkalayama Shashvatam, this temporary place full of so many miseries ending in death? What real happiness is here? But a devotee's happiness is in sharing his Krishna consciousness with others. So Haridasa Thakur, he was that first class devotee, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, you are the first class devotee of the Lord. You are the actual acharya. You are the first class spiritual master." Because some people practice Krishna consciousness, but don't preach. Some people preach, but they're not a very high caliber devotee. They don't practice very well. But you are acharya. You are the best example for the whole world, because you very strictly adhere to your rules and regulations, to the vows that you have taken. Every day you're chanting your 300,000 names. Every day you're offering obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Every day you are studying. Every day you are associating with the Vaishnavas. And every day you are, on my order, you are preaching. So you are first class devotee. So first class devotee means that his sadhana, he's very attentive. Maybe it's not done with spontaneity, perhaps it's not, of course it's not raganuka bhakti, but one's sincerity is expressed in his, attention and effort he puts into his daily routine, whatever it may be, living in the temple or living in our home, we have our daily routine, we put our heart and soul in that. The natural result of that, the fruits and flowers of those seeds will be that we want to preach, we want to share our Krishna consciousness with others. As Jesus Christ said, it was his, we were honoring his Easter when he rose from the dead the other day. Jesus said that my cup runneth over with love. This is a devotee. His cup runneth over with love. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the essence of this principle. God himself in the role of a devotee preaching Krishna consciousness. He said, I have so many fruits of love of Godhead. There's so many, it's so abundant. This tree of love of God is producing so many fruits of prema. I can't even distribute them all myself. And he's God. He's calling upon his devotees to come forth and help him distribute this fruit, this prema, love of God. So if we practice our sadhana very attentively, very carefully, we will get that taste. Of course, we may not get prema in the beginning, but there's definitely some taste there, isn't there? O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living entities, thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda, etc. O my Lord, You are so kind, you've invested all your transcendental energies in the sound of your name, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So if we remain aloof from material activity, if we protect ourselves from sinful activity by chanting, every day gradually that taste will come. And even the young devotee, the neophyte, he'll want to share that nectar with others. So imagine how burning a desire was there in the heart of Haridas Thakur. How burning a desire he had to share that Krishna consciousness with others. So when he chanted his rounds, 100,000, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is, I'm trying to chant the top of my lungs. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So imagine what that holy name did. Prabhupada said the chanting of the holy name is especially powerful when it's heard from the lips of a pure devotee. That's why we always say there's many nice tapes in ISKCON, but the best tapes are Srila Prabhupada. So although we play the other tapes, we should, as far as possible, be hearing Prabhupada's Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaish. Prabhupada's bhajans are full of transcendental potency. So imagine Haridas Thakur is chanting the top of his lungs from the Siddha Bhakul. How many fortunate living entities were hearing those transcendental sounds? Great potency to awaken love of God within the heart. It's described that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his kirtan party was going throughout Nadia, the lotus feet was raising dust from the kirtan. They were dancing, so the dust was rising. And the dust formed like clouds. And the wind would blow those clouds to some distance, and there might be some miles away in some other village, some farmers, you know, working, perhaps not very enlightened persons at all, just tilling the soil, working hard, no interest in spiritual life. It is described that when the wind stopped and the dust from that kirtan that rose by the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan party, when that dust would fall into people's heads, they would immediately achieve Krishna prema, ecstasy. They put down their hoes and the shovels, Nitai go harimo! Tears would flow from their eyes. So to come in contact with pure devotees of the Lord is very, very potent. The water which has bathed their feet, the dust particles which accumulate on their feet, and the transcendental sound vibration which comes from their mouth is very, very potent. Even if it's on a tape, a cassette tape, 30 years later after Prabhupada has left, still it retains its transcendental potency. So if we hear it, we become blessed. But of course, not everyone is happy to hear the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That is described by Arjuna 5,000 years ago in Bhagavad Gita. He says to Krishna, my dear Lord, the whole world becomes joyful upon hearing the sound of your name. But the demons become afraid and they run here and there. The holy name has two effects. When it's chanted by a devotee and heard by the devotees, just like we were seeing this morning, how happy the devotees were, chanting and dancing. Just the holy name caused all of us, and we're in one sense strangers, some of us don't know each other, but we're dancing like old friends. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. But that's because we're devotees and we're coming in contact with our beloved Lord. And by chanting that holy name, well, of course we're dancing. By chanting, we're becoming freed from more sinful reactions than, you know, sins than we can commit in millions of lifetimes in one kirtan. Just one kirtan. The heart becomes more cleansed of more sins than one can commit in millions of lifetimes. And you can feel the roots of material desires. They're becoming weakened, right? They're loosened. Like you try to pull a plant out. It's getting loose, okay. So we're shaking the roots. Material desires to the root. We're shaking. Hey, come on. And we know that at the end of the path, there's prema bhakti. So of course we're dancing. We're going home, back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. No, it's not at all surprising that we're dancing in the streets, telling everyone we meet, we're going home, we're going home. There's a quarter moon overhead now. I must serve Chaitanya somehow. He's the he's a golden avatar, spread the name of Krishna far to every town. Hear the holy sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, Mangalananda, the Transcendental Roadshow, America. Circa 1970s. Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. So, we were telling people, Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. No, it's not at all surprising that we're dancing in the streets telling everyone we meet, hey, we're going home. We're going home. Join us. Come back home, back to God. It's so devoted. But some people don't want to go home. Some people haven't lost their interest in this material world. They still think, in ignorance, they can be happy here, they can enjoy. Although, Narottam Das Thakur has said, here I am in the middle of a holocaust trying to enjoy myself. Holocaust, generally we think of holocaust in terms of persecutions against the Jewish community in World War II. So imagine, here I am in the middle of a holocaust trying to enjoy myself. Some people still think they can be happy. So, when we come up and we say, please chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And to get the full benefit of this wonderful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give up meat eating, please give up intoxication, please give up illicit sex and gambling. What? You want me to do what? What is this nonsense philosophy you are preaching? This is the reaction, as Krishna says, as it's stated in Padma Purana. There are two types of beings in this world, the divine and the demoniac. So when the divine hear the chanting of Hare Krishna, they take it as a wake-up call. Even if they're not devotees, wake-up call means that due to some sukriti from past life, they hear the Hare Krishna. Oh, that's so nice. What is that? Look at these beautiful people. Who are they? But when a person is demoniac, he has no sukriti, no pious activity in the past, and he's hell-bent for leather, staying in this material world, he sees it as a challenge to his sense gratification. So some people, only some people, because Prabhupada said the majority of the people are innocent. Although in the old days, it was black and white. Either you were a devotee or you were non-devotee. But sometimes I think that the non-devotees are even better devotees than us sometimes. So it's not so black and white. Prabhupada said the general mass of people are innocent. But there are a few demons out there. There's some Ravanas, there's some Kamsas, there's some Shishupals, there's some Hiranyakashipus. Of course, not on the level of Hiranyakashipu, but there are some people who take great pleasure in seeing others suffer. Just like Magrari. Hard for us to understand, but he learned the art from his father, how to make others suffer. He took pleasure. He didn't just kill the animals. He half killed them. His pleasure was seeing them squirm in pain on the ground. Now this is the polar opposite of our mentality. We've been trained to, our pleasure comes simply from seeing others get this wonderful opportunity of Krishna consciousness. But there are others like Magrari, or much more than Magrari, they take great pleasure in causing pain. The modern day Hitlers and Stalins and Mussolinis and people like that. So sometimes it's divine and demoniac, they come together. Sometimes by the laws of nature, although the demons and the devotees are generally living in different camps, sometimes it is, they come together and there's fire, there's friction. Just like sometimes a fire starts in the forest, no one knows how it started, but it's concluded, oh, just by the friction of the bamboo, nobody threw out a cigarette or had a campfire, no. The bamboo, the friction of the bamboo, two bamboo shoots together, friction, fire starts. So sometimes that the divine and the demoniac, generally we're not associating, we don't live in the same camp, we're not. But sometimes in the nature of this world, that friction is there. And the fire comes about. And the Vaishnavas are harassed, just like here, we're starting this pastime now. Because of their chanting, the holy names of the Lord, this was their only crime, so-called crime. The local magistrate, the Qazi, he happened to be a non-devotee, had demoniac, although he was a big scholar actually, John Qazi knew the Quran backwards and forwards, He was a scholar. But you could say he was demoniac, because when he heard the chanting of the holy name, what was his reaction? Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. No. Stop that kirtan! Break the drums! Beat the devotees! This was his reaction. So what did the devotees do? Run and hide? Tikshava Karunika Suridam Sarvadehina Majatasatava Santa Sarvasara Bhushanaha. Humble. No, stand and fight, Arjuna. The higher principle, so that the conditioned souls can get the mercy. The devotees stood up on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees are very meek and humble. They're very, very meek and humble. But if required, they can stand and fight for the higher principle. Just like Śrīla Prabhupāda. He was also challenged. When Prabhupada was in Calcutta at a Pandal program, the Naxalites were very powerful at that time. They were like hooligans, street youths, so-called communists, the violent wing of the Communist Party. And they were killing businessmen left, right, and center because capitalists, etc. So many of the most of the businessmen had actually fled Calcutta out of fear of the Naxalites. It was no game. They were actually murdering so many businessmen, prominent people, anyone who was against the communist, quote-unquote, doctrine or philosophy. So Prabhupada came to town and was talking about love of God to these atheists, and he was attracting so many young people. So many people in Calcutta were flocking to hear Prabhupada's revival of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. What a relief it was in those times of tension. The Naxalites wrote a letter, fly or die. Now, what would you do if you were heading up a Pandal program in some town in around London, perhaps some town where they have the neo-Nazis here or anything, skinheads they have here? Anyway, the football hooligans or those kind of guys, that's the kind of soccer game, and they, you know, 1,500 came and they presented you a letter, fly or die. What would you do? If you had wings, you might fly. You can't speak to these guys. I mean, they're hooligans. They have no respect for you. I said, bring them here. So they came, and with Shamsundar, Prabhupada went into a small Pandal tent, and he talked with them. And half an hour later, they came out smiling and laughing. And, my name is Yes Swamiji, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, we will protect you. Raki Krishna Mari Ke, Mari Krishna Raki Ke. This is how we test our faith. Yes. Do you have faith? Yes, full faith in Krishna. Yes. Rakhi Krishna Mari Ke Mari Krishna Rakhi. It's like gold is tested when you put it into fire. All the impurities are there, melted away, and you're left with the pure gold. So a devotee is tested in the fire of service. So, Rakhi Krishna Mari Ke Mari Krishna. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, absolutely no one can kill you. So Prabhupada, of course, you have full faith like that. So we should also have full faith. We are carrying on Śrīla Prabhupāda's humbly in our own ways, all of us trying to carry on this great Sankirtan movement. And we should know that there will be opposition. And we must not be meek and humble. And we must be meek and humble, but we must, if required, we must stand and face the opposition and have faith that Krishna will give the protection that we were speaking about last night at Bhaktivedanta Manor. We must stand and fight if required, and the Lord will... He will give protection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stood up against the Qazi. He was very angry, actually. Prabhupada said he formed the first civil disobedience movement. Now, I really doubt it's the first civil disobedience movement. There are many, many people who probably rose up against their governments before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged the Qazi, but it was the first significant challenge. All those other challenges. Prabhupada said, you know, revolution means they're toppling one fool and putting another fool in his chair. Right? The revolution is there, and they topple one government, put some of their nonsensical government in. But this was the real movement to challenge the leadership. And in their discussions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was encouraging the Qazi, you know, stop killing the cow, allow the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So the Qazi, he was influenced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, in the beginning, he was actually afraid of the challenge because 100,000 men were coming with big fire torches. And he was hiding in his room. But Then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so much impressed. Oh, yes, I can see. This is something very wonderful. So he made a decree, from this day on, no one shall ever disturb the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of Hare Krishna in my area, in my region. And to this day, we are told, to this day, the descendants of the Chankazi, they still honor this pledge. Devotees, actually, our Mayapur compound is surrounded by Muslim villages. There's some devotee villages, but they're surrounded. You've taken a walk outside of the Mayapur compound, so many Muslims. But when the devotees go on the Harinam party, is there any problem? Rarely any problem. Because everyone remembers, yes, our forefather, the Chankazi, he made this decree that no one shall disturb the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not only did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenge them, but due to his potency, he also converted them into devotees. He converted the Chankazi into a devotee. And that's why today, when Vaishnav pilgrims go to Mayapur, they go to pay their respects at the Chankazi Samadhi. It's called Chankazi Samadhi. Do you usually hear Muslims have samadhis? No. But because of the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Chankazi was converted, and therefore became devotee, and therefore, when he passed away, they placed him in samadhi. So Vaishnavas, they go there, and they pay their respects to him for his surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to the great mercy that Mahaprabhu manifested by converting him, as he did many others. Even Jagai and Madhai, they have their samadhis as well. Can you imagine these drunkards, these rapists, extortionists, sinful liars, drinkers, drug takers? Vaishnavas go to their samadhis. Vancha kalpa tudubhyascha kripa sindhu vayavacha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevya namo namah. Because they gave up their sinful ways. They gave up their sinful ways, and under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So it's very important, actually, that we can hear these pastimes, because it gives us strength. Because right now we're involved in the modern-day pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are the modern. Prabhupada has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the day will come, historians will note, how this movement saved the world in its darkest hour. And there will be biographies about devotees, their surrender, their service to the Sankirtan movement. Devotees will also visit their samadhis. And these things will happen. These are the modern day pastimes. Under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement is going to every town and village. So he is very much present, as is his representatives, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, our disciplic succession, Śrīla Prabhupāda. So when we hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to stand up against the opposition but was successful, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur stood up against the opposition that was naturally there because of divine and demoniac friction and was successful, how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was stoned in the Vrindavan Parikramas, how Prabhupada stood up to the Naxalites, fly and die, afterwards, Hare Krishna Swamiji, we'll give you protection. Then we should also have faith. We've inherited this mission from them, and it's our responsibility to continue to carry it on. So if some opposition comes, we should take shelter, and we should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These pure devotees don't have to undergo these type of things. They are freed from any sinful reactions. There's no reason they have to be placed in such dangerous situations. But the Lord places them there, and they allow themselves to be placed there willingly, just to set an example of what we should do in the same situations. And I think here in this country you've demonstrated that with the whole episode out at Bhaktivedanta Manor, how the devotees worked together to stand up against the opposition, and they were successful. So in the future more tests may come. We can read these pastimes and get great strength and call upon the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who will give us strength. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Chankazi ki
Jai.
Well, Prabhupada said, go visit his samadhi. Jagai and Madhai redeemed ki
Jai.
Go Premanande! Hare Krishna.
Indrajumna Swami ki
Jai. 10 minutes over. Am I forgiven? Am I redeemed?
Hare Krishna.